Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
A book review of The Pilgrim's Progress. Charles Spurgeon said of John Bunyan, "Prick him anywhere, his blood is bibline. The very essence of the Bible flows from him. He cannot speak without quoting a text, for his very soul is full of the Word of God." Although this can be said of all John Bunyan's books and sermons, it is abundantly clear in The Pilgrim's Progress. In my mind, it's easy to classify this book as a classic because of its enduring message. The journey through life for pilgrims like Christian, Hopeful, Faithful, Christiana, and you and me resonate with readers all over the world. In over the nearly 350 years since this book was first published, the pilgrimage has connected with Christians and seekers alike because it is the pilgrimage we are all on. In The Pilgrim's Progress, it's not hard to identify the biblical messages because Bunyan literally names them for what they are, using names like Talkative, Mr. Worldly Wise Man, The Giant Despair, Mr. Greatheart, The Interpreter, and many more. Some biblical stories are portrayed in this book just as they are in the Bible, while others are fairly easily seen for all modern-day pilgrims to learn their lessons. As I've said before about this book, it's an excellent one for parents to read aloud to their children. Then, as their kiddos get a bit older, there is an easy-to-read version called Little Pilgrim's Progress for them to read on their own. But I still highly recommend the original version of Bunyan's classic in its 17th century English. To me, the old English in a story like this makes it feel like an epic adventure story, which in fact it is, because it is every Christian's story still to this day. I can't urge you enough to make Pilgrim's Progress a friend that you visit often.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.